But the people on a certain cable news channel, they don't want Republicans to think that Ron Paul has a chance at all. This is what Fox News viewers heard about Ron Paul all week long.
There is not, you know, rock solid support for everybody, for anybody, except perhaps Ron Paul, who does get his 15 to 20%.
If Ron Paul wins here, what then?
Well, the Ron Paul people are not going to like my saying this, but to a certain degree, it will discredit the Iowa caucuses.
I think right now, anybody other than Ron Paul could beat Obama if the election were tomorrow.
And Ron Paul, to me, is just a complete distraction.
I absolutely, positively guarantee you that if Ron Paul is the Republican nominee,
but
Barack Obama,
he's not going to.
Barack Obama is the next president.
Right. He's not going to be the nominee.
For more, let's turn to Jonathan Alter, MSNBC political analyst and columnist for Bloomberg View. Jonathan, it must be something in the water, or maybe it's in the air, that all of a sudden they're against Ron Paul. It's an orchestrated attempt. Did they get the memo? What's happening here? What do you make of it?
Well, it looks like he could win the Iowa caucuses. That's terrifying to them. They see him as the crazy uncle in the attic, and they kind of like some of what he says on the economy. They like it when he bashes Obama. They like it when he talks about the deficit. In truth, you know, his economics are in cloud cuckoo land. He wants the gold standard, and, you know, he predicted that if the Fed were to print more money, as it obviously did over the last few years, they would have rampant inflation. So he's been totally discredited by any rational person on the economic side, but they like that. What terrifies Fox News and many Republicans is what he says about foreign policy. They see it as isolationist, but he is not so far out of tune with a pretty good number, especially of younger voters, who don't want to get into another war. And when they hear somebody like Newt Gingrich talk about, oh, maybe we'll survive, remember that quote from the last debate, and talking about bombing Iran?
Yeah.
Mitt Romney's talking about bombing Iran. That scares them, and that helps Ron Paul.